This is Weekend Breakfast.
I'll tell you what, most parents will be wanting to probably stab me right now, but the song that has taken over the world is this song. It's a kid's song. I've been obsessed with this song. I'm not a parent. Actually haven't been around any kids the last week. It's everywhere, Lakey.
Is it really? Okay.
Yes.
This is the first time hearing that one. Let me just play it one more time so I can manage to catch the melody here. His pitch is pretty on point. Is it off a TV show or is this just childhood jingle?
Yeah, I don't even know where it's from. It's got like a billion views on YouTube, though.
That's good.
Wild. People are living for it. Although, like I said, parents probably are not living for it because now it's played and the kids are singing it again or it's stuck in their head again. And even people who don't have kids are probably going, Tanya, I just got that out of my head and you've just put it back in. It's addictive. I don't know what it is. And then like here it goes like mummy shark, daddy shark, grandpa shark, mummy, grandpa shark and
grandma shark.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
Uncle
got, like,
Shark?
Little, oh, it doesn't go to uncles. Okay. Or maybe it does.
Five family sharks.
Yeah. And then it's like, run away, we're safe. Do. And they've got little hand gestures. And it's so cool. Great. But I'm kind of obsessed with it. And, you know, they've got people doing it at gym classes. It's playing in clubs.
Yeah, nice. I'm going to add this to my Spotify playlist. I'm going to get a pretty solid pump going on there.
Can I tell you, it's going to get in your head. I just can't get enough of it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But so it was just about to go into Daddy Shark, and the Daddy Shark's kind of sexy. Oh, my God.
It's a shark, mate. Settle down.
And it's a song. But I found this, which sort of reminded me of this, the top five most annoying songs ever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All and this is what's been voted on by, I think, like 100,000 people.
Okay.
Because I feel like that Baby Shark song falls into an annoying category.
All right. Is this number five, is it?
This is number five.
I love you.
Ooh.
You love
Do you remember
me.
This? Barney?
This is yeah, this is that purple dinosaur, isn't it?
Remember like Selena Gomez was on this show? No, not really. You never watch TV or movies. It's so weird. You go outside. Gross. Number four is this one. Obviously.
Oh, okay.
Rebecca Black.
This was like a legit attempt at a single, wasn't it?
I don't know
she
what it was.
She dead set thought that this was a pop hit.
I don't know. Because she's a singer now. Like, she's a singer. She was on a TV show called The Four in the US and did really well. Google Rebecca Black, The Four, and she's actually good. She's like 25 now. She's hot as hell. Mm. Number three most annoying songs ever, this one. You remember when you could make this your ringtone? The Crazy Frog.
Yeah, don't mind this.
Number one. Oh, sorry, number two. Sorry, most annoying songs ever. This one. The Hamster Dance.
Oh, I had the whole album of this.
What? Yeah. There was more than this?
Yes, there was a full album.
Oh, of what?
Oh, I forget what else. There was an Everybody Falls in Love. I mean, essentially, it was just some like bloke who realised that he could speed up the pitch and
Make and
it
put
sound
a
like
disco
a hamster.
Beat behind
Genius.
It.
Genius. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that one.
And number one, this is voted the most annoying song of all time. Number one, here it is. There are so many parents out there wanting to kill me because not only have I put the Baby Shark song in their head, they've also put Frozen in the car. Love you.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
If you're about to give birth, just hold fire. Just hold fire for this next story, then make it more of an educated decision whether you should just keep it held in for another week or so because there's a massive prize up for grabs.
Yes, if you give birth on the 9th of September, that's like 9 days away. P.S. How is it September? What have I done this year? Literally nothing. But if you give birth on the 9th of September, you could win $11,000. If, so yes, you have to give birth on that day, but you also have to name your child Harland because, I mean, it's so weird. Why do people do this? I don't know if this is legal, but I guess it is. So KFC are asking people to name their kid after Harland Sanders, a.k.a. the Colonel, on this date. And if they do that, $11,000. I don't know. Can you even, okay, say if you were due on the 2nd. Can you hold the he be in?
Like, for $11,000, you can do anything. Yeah, you can.
I feel so ignorant.
You'll tape it up if you have to.
Oh, God! No! I just don't know how it works. It's, like, is that... I feel like, you know, babies roll... what's it called? They go overdue. Mm. But I don't think you can control that. Well, it just comes.
Yeah, you can't be drawing conclusions because we've never seen an $11,000 bounty
on before.
September 9 is the day that you've got to do it. And you've got to be the first person to name your
kid
Harland as well. So I mean, you'd want to make sure. Like, how cheesed off would you be if you're second Harland? You've
yes.
saved it in for a week and then you've just missed it by a couple of seconds.
I don't think
it's baby Harland on the end. No, no,
no.
I don't think it is.
Like,
no.
To, like... hold it in.
That's I love how I said this as one-off Jess comment and you're literally like questioning the legitimacy of the
because
serpent.
I don't know anything.
You couldn't.
And I'm like, I guess the thing is like I'm like I would like to have a baby not soon but soon-ish and I guess I'm really thinking about that and it's less of like a oh that's weird. I'm going is that possible? I'm so interested. But I think it's possible to control the birthday from conception, if that makes sense.
Definitely. And this is a shame that KFC have just released this sort of statement a week out.
Right.
It would have been great if they gave you 9 months' notice. So you could have
yes.
a serious run-up and really get this down to a fine art.
And I would like to know on 13 10 60 if anyone has tried to time the birth of their baby. Like maybe you didn't want to be pregnant at Christmas or maybe you wanted to be pregnant at Christmas. Maybe you wanted to have the baby out for a particular wedding, your own wedding.
Well, footballers,
out. That sounded terrible.
Footballers' wives, they've got yeah. to be careful and they yeah. make a mutual decision that it's very, you got to sort of simmer down in the bedroom around February because... 9 months, or maybe January, whatever it is, like in the lead up to finals, because you don't want to have to miss the grand final for your team for the
oh,
birth
because your
of your
wife
firstborn.
Is giving birth.
Yeah, so I think that's sort of like one of the messages that goes out to professional footy clubs.
No, it is not.
No, it is. It is. No, I'm dead
no.
Set. It is.
No.
It is.
Lakey.
It's not a law. It's not a law. But they're saying, hey, guys, you know, you can have a baby anytime. Grand finals only come around once a year, maybe once a career if you're lucky. That's a thing.
No.
People will be doing it.
Wild.
Big holidays, cruises at the end of the year, big dates and stuff. You don't want to be screwing it up with a birth. You've got forever to have the birth.
I don't think it's like screwing it up.
No,
it's like the most exciting thing ever.
You don't want
yeah,
double
okay,
book.
Double book.
You don't
but I would be interested to know if it is possible and if you have done it yourself. I'm sure it's possible, but what was the event that you were trying to time, I guess?
Yeah. Did you look forward and think, right, 9 months from now, where are we going to be? Oh, no. No
don't
action tonight. Easy. Let's just hold fire for a month or two and then we'll be in the prime zone. Actually got a really quiet October coming up. If we could, that'd
30,
be
10,
ideal.
60. Did you try and time the birth of your kid?
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Did you try and time your birth? We asked this because KFC are offering you, how's this? $11,000
wow.
If you firstly give birth on the 9th of September and you name your baby Harland after the Colonel.
Yeah.
I didn't realise the Colonel's name was Harland. I thought the Colonel's name was Colonel.
Well, that's case in point. They want to let the legend live on and they're not doing enough widespread media coverage to let everyone know that the Colonel's birth name was Harland. And I think this
Who
is a fantastic
cares?
Initiative.
If the Colonel's name is Harland or
you
not,
want it
just
to live
give me
on.
My popcorn chicken. Let's move on. But yeah, 11 grand is significant cash monies, but it's the first person. I don't know. I don't know if this is legal. Apparently it is.
People would be trying to time their birth all the time, I reckon. If you're married to a football player, you definitely can't be having it around September when the final series is on. Maybe a new hospital's opening up in your area in December. You're like, hang on, if we can just hold off and hopefully conceive in April, we can be getting fresh beds.
See, so many things have to line up, you know, because people don't just go, let's get pregnant. Oh, we're
That's
pregnant.
True. That's true.
You know,
That's true.
I just don't know how feasible it is to time your birth.
In a perfect world for me, I'd be wanting it just after tax return. Brent, no,
you got all
cash
this,
back.
You got money.
Cash back. Best bassinet money can buy.
So true.
Yeah. Shaylee in Victoria on 13 10 60. Have you experienced any timing of birth? Are you trying to do that?
Well, I won't say I'm trying to do it, but my partner definitely is. So we've been trying for the last year.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not allowed to fall pregnant 9 months before September because footy.
The footy season.
Are you serious?
Right. Now, he's not a player, is he? He just enjoys the footy season and has a love for his team.
Yeah, He's all, not just his team, he loves just all footy.
Yeah.
So,
what?
And his theory is if we have a baby and it's around that time, the birthday is going to be obviously yearly.
Yep.
So yearly he's going to have to celebrate his
of
child's
course.
Birthday.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
That, it's a smart thing, because that's going to move into
it's
a weekend
not
thing. It's the same as the footy season. It's very peculiar that a lot of men are experiencing
crazy.
A lot of dysfunction around December, January time.
December.
Oh, it's too hot for tonight, babe. Sorry. Can we just spoon instead?
You wait for 3 months. Does it not irritate you? Are you not like, if we fall pregnant, it's like a miracle. Like, come on. Who cares when it is?
That's what I said, and it started an argument in the house because he's like, you know what, it'll happen when I don't want it to happen.
What?
Nah, yeah, it's true.
That's not a thing.
No, it is a thing. Us lads can flick a switch.
We
flick a switch, and it's on like Donkey Kong. Mel in New South Wales on 131060. You trying
That's
to time
wild.
Your birth?
Well, these things aren't an exact science, and turned out that my daughter's estimated date of birth was the 6th of the 6th, 2006.
Oh,
so she was going to be a 666 devil baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, devil baby.
You don't want to give birth to a demon. No chance.
No.
But you're a bit auspicious, right?
Not particularly, but my friends who are not nice people were tormenting the, you know, bejeebers out of me about, you know, having a devil baby. And so I successfully managed to hold on to the 7th.
Right.
Are you
well
serious?
Done. Well done.
More good luck than management, but yeah.
No, I reckon you felt that first twinge on the 6th. You're like, nah, no, no way.
I love the way she's like, my friends were bullying me. You know your true friends are the ones who are like the worst and the meanest to you.
Yeah. Tina from Queensland, 131060. Hello, are you trying to time the birth?
Yes, we did. Not only did we time the birth, but I also managed to time the sex of my child.
No, how?
Everyone knows if it's in the AM hours of conceivement, it's a boy, and the PM,
no.
it's a girl. This is science.
So I had planned for a girl to be born on the 7th of the 7th A7. And, yes, we did get the girl, but she messed it up completely by arriving on the 1st of the 7th, 07.
Bloody selfish.
How dare she?
Bloody selfish.
So you wanted the 7th of the 7th, but it didn't happen. Why did you want that date?
It was just a fluke date that I thought, oh, this is really cool date. Mm. Cool date. And, yeah, so I planned it and everything said that she was going to be due on the 7th of the 7th A7, but, you know, babies have their own time.
Yeah, she just came on out, lived her best life.
But it was a girl.
I was expecting a much better reason than that. It was just, no, I just wanted the birth certificate to look really pretty and succinct.
Yeah, no, it was just, it's just the numbers, you know, 7th of the 7th A7, and if she'd been born at 7 o'clock in the morning would have been great.
Oh, I hear you.
God, you love that number, girl.
It would have been. I was thinking about changing the hours to 77 minutes as well, just so we could get it down to the exact 7. Thanks for the calls, guys. Weekend Breakfast.
Fascinating. The football thing. What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
What's your crazy allergic reaction story? Man in South Korea, 71 years old he was. Sushi eater he's been labelled as. Dare I say, that's what it says here. Sushi eater 71.
Imagine. What would yours be?
Oh, God. Don't know.
Needs a haircut. 28.
Man with longest hair gets a haircut finally. I mean, I'm sure he's done plenty of things in his life. It's very unfortunate that this is the story that's garnered the most attention for him over his career.
Sushi eater.
But we'll prosper on. The sushi eater of the elderly man paid a high price for indulging at the sushi chain when his meal ultimately ended in him losing his hand and forearm. What a turn of events.
What
a turn. You never go into a sushi train expecting an amputation at the end of it.
No!
He's picked up some of the sushi, some of the raw fish, and 12 hours later, huge blisters and bruising appeared on the man's hand as a result of a bacterial infection caused from the raw seafood.
Whoa.
Medics have drained the blisters, removed the infected tissue, prescribed some antibiotics. I believe this was done at the Jongju Hospital in South Korea. One of the, I mean, those doctors are the finest in South Korea. That's where you go for all sushi-related injuries. But the treatment was unsuccessful and flesh-rotting ulcers formed on his hand, which then had to be cut off.
So wait, he lost both hands or just one hand?
One, the full left limb. Think from the elbow down.
Imagine. Yeah. Is he suing?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if he's... you'd hope that he's getting free sushi for life at the train.
No, as if you'd ever go back there.
Well, you've always got, I mean, you just don't pick it up. You just got to use your chopsticks in this day and age. I think that's the moral of the story for this one. Allergic reactions happen all the time, and when you least expect them. I mean, no one goes out hunting for an allergic reaction, and that's sometimes the madness of the reaction because it hits you like a ton of bricks. Peanuts are a big one. You know?
Oh, yeah.
All sorts of things like that. Food allergies. We all remember our first bee sting. Well, I think the parents all remember the first bee sting. They're watching their child like a hawk. You want to be within 10 metres of your home for a bee sting situation. 13, 10, 60. What were you allergic to, or what was your allergic reaction story? In grade 7, I had to take days off school. I went and got a haircut. And the lady at the end, she sort of did like a blended in on top, number 4 on the side. She's like, would you like to zhuzh up your fringe for you? A little bit of hair gel. And as a grade 7, I was like, of course.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll have the whole pot, thanks. She put it in the fringe. Must have had some sort of chemical in it. And my forehead has swollen up. Very gelatinous.
Wow.
You know, like the texture I can describe it as, you know, like those mouse pads where like the new age mouse pads where you've got that little bit where you can rest your wrist?
It's gel.
The gel. As thick as that. Pushing around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. Never got to the bottom of that. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't painful or anything, but you know.
And how long did you have that for?
3 or 4 days.
Dude.
Just had to wait for it to naturally drain itself, yeah.
Oh, wait, you didn't go to a doctor or anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, what can you do? You're not going to cut a hole in me forehead just to ease the goo out. You just let it
could have been
detoxify.
Like something. Yeah. Jeez.
I mean, crazy allergic reaction stories are happening all around the world, whether you're a 71-year-old man who's eating sushi or whether you're a grade 7 boy getting a haircut with an obscene amount of gel in his hair.
First and last haircut there from year 7.
Yeah, exactly. 13, 10, 60, your crazy allergic reaction stories. We'll get them on next.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Talking about allergic reaction stories. The crazier the better on 13, 10, 60. A 71-year-old man rocked up to his favourite sushi jaunt in South Korea. Next thing he knows, he's picked up some of the sushi 12 hours later. Big allergic reaction. The domino effect has kicked in. Antibiotics have not. Neck minute. Arm amputated.
Unbelievable.
Hmm.
P.S., you said it was from, like, raw fish, but, like, isn't sushi raw fish?
Yeah, I think he's had a bit of...
I would never eat sushi again hearing this story.
Well, they go pretty hard on the sushi in South Korea, I think. And I think this man was just wrong place, wrong time, wrong immunity system, and he's just got the bad luck of the draw. I mean, it could have gone 1,000 times worse, but he's only...
lost an arm. It's pretty full on.
Well, you know, stranger things have happened, Tennessee. Stranger things have happened. I, for one, got a very gelatinous forehead in grade 7, had to take 3 days off. My education, very embarrassing indeed. Allergic reaction to hair gel. After I got my fringe zhuzhed over the weekend. I was proud
of that
haircut.
That's the most 2003 thing I've ever heard. Getting my fringe zhuzhed.
It was true. Saturday morning, got the zhuzh.
Yeah.
I was so looking forward to Monday.
Rocking the Lynx Africa.
Yeah, Lynx Africa. Hey, boys, gather around. Little game of Foursquare. Check out the zhuzh before we decide who serves. 13, 10, 60. Crazy allergic reaction stories. That we got Jazzy in New South Wales. Hey, Jazzy.
Hello.
You got a crazy story?
Yeah, not too crazy, but I am allergic to paint. So when I was like 17, I got a butterfly painted on my face at like a little fate.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, the butterfly stayed on my face for like the next few days without paint, just in a little form of welt.
Yeah. You know, I tell you, don't let your friends know that because at a party you're going to get something else painted on your face that'll be there for several days.
Yeah.
Consider
yourself lucky. I always recommend in these situations to just do a small test patch first on your first face paint. You could have gone full lion or tiger-esque.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine if I like had the clown done?
That's and then great. Had to roll into her job at Forever New with this ridiculous face.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Thanks, girl.
Cheers. Michelle in the ACT on 13, 10, 60. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. You got a crazy allergic reaction story?
Well, I used to be an anaphylactic to peanuts, like really badly.
Oh, wow.
And not that long ago, I actually went to work and I had satay chicken for lunch. Oh. And but I grew out of it though. Oh. Well, I thought I did. And then I got sleep out of my eye and I hadn't washed my hands. And then my face started to swell up and I had a little girl point at me at work. Oh. And then I looked in the mirror and my whole face had blown up. I had to go to hospital.
Oh my God.
But the funny thing is I wasn't in any pain. And went to hospital and my friend that was with me sent a Snapchat to all my friends.
You thought there was a filter on? No.
Yeah, and then they screenshotted it and then posted it on Facebook saying, when you've been hit by a peanut and, Yeah, it was just horrible. And then it actually happened two weeks ago again at work.
Oh. Girl, stay away.
Just
from
stay
the
away.
Peanuts.
Yeah.
I know, but I had two doctors look at me and they said, "Are you in any pain?" And I said, "Not at all." But my eyes were like blown up like a bee sting.
I love the way you're like, look, I was in no pain and I do love a satay, so I made a choice.
I actually had it yesterday as well.
Oh, God, I regret
what are you
nothing.
Doing?
I regret nothing. Swollen eyes as long as I can get my satay.
Michelle, I think that's hilarious.
Another on Michelle you. On the Central Coast. Wrap this up, 131060. What's your crazy allergic reaction story?
My son, a fly landed on him.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. And what happened?
Yes.
That's it.
Next minute disappears.
See, Michelle.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
When you get a gift, it's the most exciting thing ever. I love getting presents.
Mm.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, I'm impartial every now and then.
I'm more like, I just love an occasion, like a birthday or any sort of celebration.
Okay.
And so, you know, gifts are obviously simultaneous with that.
Sure.
You know, good week this week, and my friend gave me a gift, and I was expecting the elation that you normally get with a wrapped parcel.
All right. Is this, a gift out of the blue, is it? Because I didn't know it was your birthday anytime. So, okay, this is an out
of the
blue.
No, it's not my birthday or anything. It's more just like, oh, you know, you're doing really well, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I was like, oh, heaven.
Mm.
Out comes the wrapped gift, and I'm ready to be excited, surprised, delighted, and aroused. Mm-hmm. And I opened the gift, and it was a color stick to cover your grey hairs.
Oh.
It was like a lipstick that's brown because my hair's brown. And
right.
You just kind of
like a texture for your hair. You just
right.
Eradicate like, a grey every now and then.
I was like, for someone doing well, I thought it might have been like, I don't know, a book or a diary, but it was shady. I was like, oh, so my grey hairs are an issue for you.
What is she? Yeah, what I was going to say, what is she
why
suggesting?
Would you wrap it? Why would you wrap it? She wasn't suggesting, just straight up like, that's going to be really helpful for you.
Oh,
and I was
goodness.
Like, oh,
yeah.
It's like a weird thing to give someone a suggestive gift.
Yeah. Okay. Have you used it? How many grey hairs have you managed
yeah,
to?
Yeah, no, of course I'm using it.
You're going to town.
Like yes.
Graffitiing your scalp.
But it's the weirdest thing, the shady gift, because I remember a couple of Christmases ago, my dad gave my mum a waxing voucher. And I was like, Dad. Why? It's shady. Do you not? That's weird and suggestive.
Yeah, I don't
and
mind.
And also gross because I was like, oh, Dad.
Was it a specific area that needed to be waxed? Or
tell you.
Was that a choose your own adventure for your mum once she got the voucher? Because
well,
that leaves the door open. It's always good to send a half message like that. But
I think
the pen, there's no other avenue apart from, right, you've got to use that for your hair.
Yeah, where well, she's got, mum's got a, you know, just like a cheeky moustache. I think maybe that's I think that's what it was for, which is so offensive. But my friend got a double chin exercise machine from her husband. Yeah. And, like, you can't give that. Like, that's you can't.
That's
mean.
Yeah. They don't work either, by the way. You can't just
oh, believe me. I know. I've got three.
This is Weekend Breakfast.